the diuk haloshin from Rashi. I mean, it's not a strong diuk. When Rashi says mando matreya filu bechad michsher, the chimdul machshino lelidin mali trei mali chad. So there is a slight diuk haloshin in Rashi that according to Rashi, so even if we say that the chad is kosher, but it still has a chalid mishpot. It's not just a settlement on it night. Because if Rashi holds that alibi kula alma, even if we assume that bichad is pshor is kosher, so it still has a chalid mishpot. But since there was kabbalas kinyan and the baladin were mikabel pshore, agreed to a pshore, so then it has a chalid mishpot even when it's rendered by one. So then we understand this why Rashi is mitayek in the Loshen. He says like this: techiv. So he says. Mando matrei afil bechad nechsha. Techiv do makshinu leilidin malitrei malichat. Techiv and the matrei say malitrei malichat. But so Rashi emphasized techiv do makshinu leilidin malitrei malichat. But if Rashi shita is that according to Mandoma, that according to Mandoma, that trei. So it's loy makshino lelidin. So then it's not. It doesn't even have a chaliz di mishpot. It's not a din Torah. It's just a settlement. In other words, it's the same way as the baledin will agree to a decision by a child or even by a monkey. It doesn't make any difference. So Rashi should say the chiven de loy biinon klote malitrei malichat. Not the chivdoli makshinoli lidin. So in other words, Rashi emphasizes the fact that the gzeras hakosuv that applies to a din has no application here. No, Rashi should say there is no svore if it's just a settlement on it. Nay. So what's the yichas with two? What's the yichas with two? There is no yichas even with one. It whatever they decide upon, whatever tonight they choose. All right, but it's not a strong deal. Now, then from the next piece of Gemara, you could be midayig the other way. Omar Abash, Shma mino pshore nitzri hakin. Shma mino pshore nitzri hakin. So, this alkataitoch, tzri hakin, limandoma tzri hetlote, limandoma. So tzrichot lote lomoli tizge betray. So why, if we say that it's tzrichokinyan, so lote lomoli tizge betray, why do we need three? If it's tzrichokinyan, so let's see what does Rashi say. Tizge betray will nikdamei v'il kasef chotzrei. Now, so the Gemara says tizge betray. Will mando matre, yeah, tizke betrei, beliknem ne, tichibn dikonem ne, lomoli besen, loitehe ala matone bealm, umidaite, vim iskayemes, el hoche binon plote, el yapiske al besen, de afal gabli konem ne, loinetre. So what did the Gemara say? Ravashi at first said, that pshore is innocent. Because if Shor requires Kinyan, so how can one mandoma say that it requires three? Now, without Kinyan, so it won't be valid. So it will be valid only if there is a Kabbalah Kinyan. If there is Kabbalah Kinyan, so what do I care that there are no three? In other words, so then on the basis of the Kabbalah Kinyan itself, it should be valid. Now, here the Gemara is arguing on what, from what point of view? From the point of view of Ischaives and Mechilat. From the point of view of Ischaives. Because from the point of view of Pesach Beis, so how could we say, Plotolomoli betray, Tizge betray? If it's tray, so there is no Pesach Beis. So the Gemara is arguing here, Tlotolomali, Tizke Betray, Velikdemenei, from the point of view of Ischaimis. So, in other words, so the Gemara is saying, if we say that Pshor is Chira Kinyan, so without a Kinyan, there couldn't be any Pshor. And if there is a Kinyan, so that's a must. And if there is a Kinyan, so why do we say that it must have three? Now the Mandoma who says, now let's say, Reb Meir says, Bitzua Bishleishu. So that means, even though there is Kapolas Kinyan, it still requires Shleishu. And without Shleishu, so even though there is Kapolas Kinyan, so it's not valid. Why shouldn't it be valid? It should be valid, the Cholapochas, on the basis of his Chayitz, on the basis of his settlement. So that's not in contradiction to what we said. Here the Gemara is saying, what we said before was that Alibi de Emes, Pshore, to there is Kabbalah Kinyan. So then it's not just valid on the basis of his settlement. It's not just valid on the basis of his settlement and the condition. But it's valid on the basis of Mishpot. It's also a Psak Din Torah. If there is Kabbalah Kinyan, so then it has a Chaleisha Mishpot. It has a Chaleisha Mishpot. So that doesn't contradict what the Gemara is saying here, what Rav Ashi is saying. Because Reb Meir says, Bitzua Bishleish. And that means that if there is no Shleish, so it's not valid. And the Baladin do not have to comply with the Psak of the Pshor. That's what Reb Meir is saying. So it's a Raya that Pshore doesn't require Kinyan. Because if Pshore requires Kinyan, so how could Reb Meir say Bitzua Bishleisho, and if the Psak of the Pshore is rendered by less than Shleisho, so then the Baladin do not have to comply with the Psak of the Pshore? True, it doesn't have a Chalisha Mishpot, so it's not Mishpot. But there is Ischaimes. Let them comply because of Ischaimes. And Reb Meir says, no, Bitzua Bishleisho, but if the Bitzua is rendered by less than Shleisho, so then the Baladin are not bound. Why shouldn't they be bound? If there is Kabbalah Kinyan, they should be bound. L'chol HaPochas on the basis of a settlement, with Ischaimes on the basis of Ischaimes and Mechile. And so since Reb Meir says, Bitzua Bishleisho, but if it's rendered by less than Shleisho, so the Baladin are not bound at all, so it's a raya that there is no Kapolas Kinyan. There is no Kapolas Kinyan. And if there is no Kapolas Kinyan, it's on the contrary. So according to Rav Ashi, since Pshor is in its Chira Kinyan, so then that means, so according to Reb Meir, it requires Shleisho without Kapolas Kinyan. And so then how is it valid? Not on the basis of a settlement and a condition, but on the basis of a Psak Din. Of a Psak Din, even without Kabbalah's Kinyan, but there was Kabbalah's Baladin. The Baladin gave their consent. So Mele, it's valid on the basis of a Psak Din of Pshor. And the Chachomim say, but only, so Reb Meir says, but only when it's rendered by Shleisho. And the Chachomim say, since the Baladin won't be covered the Pshore, agreed to the Pshore, so even without the Kabbalah's Kinyan, it has the validity of a Mishpat. Because it's between Shneim. So without Kabbalah's Kinyan. So on the contrary, so Rav Ashi is not. So even though on the surface it appeared, I mean, that Rav Ashi is saying that Pshore is just valid on the basis of a settlement and a condition. So Rav Ashi did say that. He did argue from the point of view of a settlement and condition. Because, true, but Rav Ashi is saying just the reverse. He is saying that it's a raya that Pshore has the validity of a mishpot, even without Kabbalah's Kinyan. Because if we are going to assume that Pshore has the validity of a Mishpot only through Kabbalah's Kinyan, so, and Reb Meir says that only if it's rendered, the Psak of the Pshore is rendered by Shleisho. But if it's rendered by Shnaim, it's not valid. And the Baladin are not bound. But if there is Kabbalah's Kinyan, let them be bound, the Chol HaPochas, on the basis of a settlement of Ischaimes. So it's a raya that there is no Kabbalah's Kinyan. So it's a raya that Rabbi Meir and Chachomim have reference to the case where there was no Kabbalah Kinyan. Where there is Kabbalah Kinyan, then Rabbi Meir wouldn't say that the Baladin are not bound if the psak of the Pshore was rendered by less than Shleisho. So then they will be bound even if his psak is rendered by one, and even if he's not a Dayan. Even if he's a child, so they will be bound on the basis of his chayves. So this is what Rav Ashi is saying. So the Gemara says, "V'yilchase pshoret zrakim." V'yilchase pshoret zrakim. So Teisa says. Teisa says, "V'yilchase pshoret zrakim." V'hodu l'sage b'trei. Mishum dehavek moikinyan b'toyes. D'loy p'kiyeh b'pshore shabbat. So Teisa says that Pshore is Sri Hakinyan. So in other words, all Tanoim agree that Pshore is Sri Hakinyan. And Rav Meir also agrees that Pshore is Sri Hakinyan. Still, he requires Dafke Shleisho. But if it's not Shleisho, if the Psak of the Pshore is rendered by less than Shleisho, so then, if the psak of the pshore is rendered by less than shleisho, so then they're not bound. Now the question is, why aren't they bound according to Rav Meir? But there was Kabbalah Kinyan. So too, if the psak is rendered by less than shleisho, it doesn't have a chalishin bezdin. So mimele, it doesn't have validity as a psak bezdin, as mishpot. But let them be bound on the basis of his settlement, of his chayves, without bezdin, without intoros, without anything. Just an agreement, a voluntary agreement. So the Maskon of the Gemara, so on that point, the Maskon differs from Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi assumed that if there is Kabbalah Kinyan, so then without the validity of Mishpat. So it could be effective on the basis of a settlement, like an ordinary Ischaivis. So that's what Rav Ashi said. So the Maskon of the Gemara says no. That even if there is Kabbalah Kinyan, but if there is no, so it still can be only valid b'teiras psagdin, b'teiras mishpat. Why couldn't it be? So in order to be valid b'tiras mishpot, so the psakdin must be rendered, the psakdin of the pshore must be rendered by shleisho. So then you ask, and if it's rendered by two, according to Rav Meir, it's not valid b'tiras mishpot, but let the baladin be bound b'tiras settlement, b'tiras ischaives. So the answer is no. It's because b'tiras ischaives, so it couldn't be valid. Because since when they were Mikabel Kinyan, they didn't know what the outcome is, what their rights are. So Mele, there is no Gmiras Das. So it's like Asmachte. I mean, not Asmachte, for the same reason that Asmachte is Leikanye. Why is Asmachte Leikanye? Because there is no Gmiras Das. So here too, even though there is Kabbalah Kinyan, here it's not Asmachte. But since the Lipkiye Bipshore Shapir, so mainly there is no real consent, because the reason as to why they agree to abide by the decision of the two is because they don't know what is involved in the Torah. So they thought, I mean, that every Dayan will exercise his discretion only according each party believed. That every Dayan will exercise. Sorry. The question that Rav Ashi raised was, if it's Sri Hakinyan, how does Rav Meir say that it's valid only when it's rendered by three, not if it's rendered by two? So the answer is, because it couldn't be valid. And even when it is rendered by three, it's not on the basis of a settlement and a condition, but it's on the basis of Psak Bezdin. In order to be valid on the basis of Psak Bezdin, it must have three, according to Rav Meir. Because less than three, it's not a Bezdin. But why, but if it's rendered by two, so it's not a Psak Besen. Now the question is, let it be valid not on the basis of Psak Besen, let them be bound on the basis of a settlement of Ischaives, so the Gmilus Das is lacking. Because when they agree to a Pshore, they don't know the rights, so everyone thinks, of course, every Dayan will exercise his discretion according to his imaginary rights. He thinks, I mean, that all the justice is on his side, I mean, and on the other side there is no justice. So Mimele, it's not valid biteras ischaives. So it has to be valid only biteras psagdin. So then you'll ask, if it has to be valid biteras psagdin, so why does it require ki and suda? So without ki and suda. So that could be. Now the Rambam says, Perkei Milchas Mechire, Halach Yud Aleph. So there, and Halach Yud Beis, and Halach Yud Gimel. So Ram says follows, Halach Yud Aleph. Yesh dvorim harbe shim in tzrichen kinyen, vein le kinyen behem tam, ki am shachar esavdi, vam garish ishte, o yis eshliach, o yam isa midoye, o yam ibatil midoye, o yam meichel lechaveri chivu, pikod vishish lel yodei, vichol chayitzi bidvorim eil. Noagu b'ribam kemis lahachnis l'mitzaseiwa advorim kayitz v'elu. Ve'imrim mikoninu m'pleinu, shosa pleinu shliach, o yishemoch ala pleinu chiv shi yishle eslei, o yishabit ala midoy yishemosar al gedze v'chayitz v'elu. Av al pishin yitzorich. Ki yin ze, she noagu lahachnis b'elu advorim nimei l'klu, el yinki ashe neim advorim elu kemisachri kohmahatil, elu shegomar b'libei v'hakach oma, lifichoch imomar b'lifsholim ani omartim tomar plasitov hazeh, ein ze tzovo dor hachetlal. So the Rambam says here that ki and suda sometimes is used where it's not even necessary. But why is it used? In order to corroborate the kinyan. So in other words, if there is a ki and suda, so that confirms the kinyan that there is gmiras das, there is no diminution in gmiras das. And we see that ki and suda has the effect of establishing Miras Das. For example, Asmachte, the Mon Mandoma says, and we pass like that Asmachte lo ikanye. But if konami yodei, so then Asmachte is kanye. Why? What difference does it make? The answer is, because, why is Asmachte lo ikanye? Because there is no real consent, Asmachte. Let's say, if somebody he says on a certain t'nai, and he thinks that the t'nai will be fulfilled only one way, so he's mischayev himself. Why is he mischayev himself? He mischayev himself because it doesn't even occur to his mind that it could be the other way. But had he known that the other way is possible, it's just as likely as the way he wants it to happen. So then he wouldn't have made this undertaking. So mele there is a lack of miras das. So mele if there is ki and su there, so that confirms miras das. So this is what the Rambam is saying. So mele on the basis of a settlement of ordinary ischaives, it wouldn't be valid. Even with ki and su there, because here there is a special reason as to why there is no real Gmiras Das. Because when two parties have a litigation, so each one thinks that all the Dayonim will be on his side. So Mimele, even with Kinyan, so there is no Gmiras Das. So how is it valid? It's valid not on the basis of Ischaives, but on the basis of Psag Din Bibezin. But in order that it should be valid as mishpot, there has to be a real consent of the parties. It has to be midashneir. So mimele, it requires king and suda also, not to establish his chayves. The chayves is established through the psak bez, because when the pad is a brie, when they were mikabel, so then there are two psak din. There is one psak din of din gomor, and there is another din of mishpot. Of mishpot sheyesh bitzdoko. That's the gzeiras hakosov. But when can Bezdin render a psak din of mishpot sheyesh bitzdoko? Not pure mishpot, but mishpot sheyesh bitzdoko only if there is kabbalas balidvori, if there is real consent, full consent of the parties. So then the question arises, so why do we need Kinyan Sudeah? The answer is, we see that Kinyan Sudeah is not only, does not only establish his chayves, that Kinyan Sudeah has the effect of confirming Miras Das. Even when there is another Kinyan, and without Kinyan Sudeah, it's not valid. Why? Because there is no Miras Das. But if there is a Kinyan Sudeah, so then, let's say, Asmachte. So if there is no Kinyan Sudeah, even if there is another Kinyan, so then it's not valid. Why? Because there is no Gmiras Das. But if there is Kinyan Sudeah, so then the Kinyan Sudeah has the effect of confirming Gmiras Das. So here too, Mitzad Ischaives, it wouldn't be valid. Because even with Kinyan Sudeah, Mitzad Ischaives, it wouldn't be valid. Because here there is a special reason as to why they agree to the Pshore. They agree to the Pshore because each one thinks that all the Dayonim will be on his side. That's human nature. So Memele, on the basis of a regular Ischaives, it wouldn't be valid. So it has to be valid only on the basis of Mishpat Sheyesh Bitzdoko. But the Aloche of Mishpat Sheyesh Bitzdoko is only applies if the Baledin were both Mikabel. So they have to be Mikabel with their full heart. There has to be real Gmiras Das. So without Kinyan Sudeah, there is no real Gmiras Das. But if there is Kinyan Sudeah, so that confirms the Gmiras Das. So Mele, it's valid not on the basis of ordinary Schaives, but on the basis of Mishpat Sheyesh Bitzdoko.
And we discuss the Teisves. Vilchas Pshor Tzerech Kinyan, Vod Lissage B'Trei, Mishin Havik Mekinyan B'Toyis, V'Pkir B'Pshor HaShapi. V'Pkir B'Kor HaShapi. So we explained that V'Pkir B'Pshor HaShapi does not mean V'Pkir because the Dayonim, the two are not Pkir B'Pshor. Because, I mean, then what Shaykhes does it have, Pantoyes or not Toyes? They agreed, I mean, to abide by the decision of the two. Whether they are Pkim or not Pkim, but Lipkim, Pshor Shapi, it means that the Balidim, even though they agreed, but everyone thinks that the Dayonim will be on his side. So, Mimele, there is a lack of Gmiras Das. It's not mamish toys. There is a lack of gmiras das. That's what means pkiyah b'kor shapi. So the question arises: so even if there are three, so it still should be pkiyah b'toyes. So we said that pshore, even though it requires the consent of the baledin and it requires kinyan, but it's not on the basis of a settlement, the mere settlement. It's not an ordinary ischaives because there is a gzeiras hakosu of mishpat sheyesh bitzdoko. So that's the aloche by the momenes that is nitin l'mchile and l'aknoye. So there are two kinds of mishpat. There is the mishpat of the din gomor. That doesn't require, that din, that psak din does not require
the consent of the Baledin, and then there is a Pesher HaKorev Lidin. So, but that also has a Chaleishem Mishpot, Mishpot She'ir Bizdoko. So this Mishpot of Mishpot She'ir Bizdoko is based upon the consent of the Baledin. So it requires Kiyan also. So it's not on the basis if there is a Pshoreh, so then it is a settlement, it's an agreement, it's ordinary Ischaives. In order to be effective, it is ordinary Ischaives, so we don't need any Bezden, we don't need three, we don't need two, we don't need one either. So one can stipulate Ischaives on the condition that the child, whatever the child will say, so he'll act accordingly. So that's not the pshat of pshoret. So there is exerza kosuf of mishpat yesh bizdoko. So in other words, it has a chaliz din, a chalishem din, a chalishem mishpat. But it's not. It only has a chalishem mishpat if the baledin agree for mikabel upon themselves. But once the baledin were mikabel upon themselves, so then it is effective b'teiras din Torah, b'teiras mishpat, not b'teiras ordinary schayves. Why? So it's mashma from Teisves that b'teiras ordinary schayves, it wouldn't be effective. Why would it be effective? It wouldn't be effective because there is a lack of miras das. In the same way as asmachti is loikanye. Why? Because there is a lack of miras das. So here too, when the amikabel kinyan, the Tevea and the Nitva. So each one agrees. Why does each one agree? Because each one labors under the notion that the Dayonim will be for him. It doesn't occur to his mind that the Dayonim might not be for him. So Mimele, it cannot be effective on the basis of ordinary Ischaides. But it is effective because of a special Sakosuf of Mishpot Sheyesh Bitzdok. So that's the Aloha of Pesher HaKorev Lidin by Momenes. Where it's nitl imchile, it's nitl aknoi. So there is so pesher akor of the din, if it is with the consent of the baledin, so it also has a chalishem din Torah, psak din, chalishem mishpot. Chalishem mishpot. So that's why, so since it has to be effective b'teiras mishpot, not b'teiras a settlement, not b'teiras or the regular ischaides. So one mandoma holds, there may hold that it requires shleisho. It requires shleisho. Now, so actually, why does it require Kabbalah Kinyan? So the answer is because we see that Kabbalah Kinyan is mi'alim de haknoi, as the Rambam says in Luchas Mechira, in Perikvav Luchas Mechira, that Kabbalah Kinyan is mi'alim de haknoi. So, two, it is effective not b'teiras is settlement, b'teiras regular is chayves, but b'teiras mishpot, because mishpot sheyesh bizdoko. But since it has to be mi'otzein shneyem, mi'otzein baledin, and there has to be the heskem and the is chayves and the mechile of the baledin, so the kabbalah kinyan is mi'alim. It corroborates, it confirms the Kabbalah of the validity. But it's effective b'teires, a mishpot, not b'teires regular ischaives. Now, there is a shittes harisheni, tako esoshre, the halochas deiles and the yozorua. So their shitty is that when the Gemara says, vilchas epshoret tzricho kinyon, so kinyon, so that is only when it's not b'shleisho. So two, we pass that pshore doesn't require shleisho. So two can handle a pshore, and even one can handle a pshore. So then, if it's not handled by shleisho, so then it requires a kinyan. However, if there is a bezin of three, and it's b'tzein shneiem, so without kinyan, it is effective. That's the shita of Alochas Deiles and the Yozorua, that goes osh. So what's the pshat? So of course, these Rishonim certainly hold that Pshore is not just, is not effective merely on the basis of irregular Yischaivis. Yischaivis and Mechile, it's a settlement. No, it's a Chaliz Shem Din Torah of Mishpat Sheyesh Bizdoko. But When is there a chaliz din mishpot of mishpot sheyesh bisdoka of pesher akor ledin? Only if they were mikabe. It has to be between shneim. But kapolskian is not necessary. Masheinkei, where it's less than three. So then, when it's only two or one, so then it requires kapolskian. It requires kapolskian. So without kapolskian, it's not effective. And with kapolskian, it is effective. Now, the Shulchan Aruch paskens that even when it's be three, even when ten will be three, so it still requires a kinyan. But there is a shittes of Shenbat, the shit of the Bahak, and the Yozorua, that goes sosh. Now, the Rama asks that kash. The Rama also has that kash. He says, Monepshech, if the Gemara says that Pshoretz Rechot Kinyan, so how can there be a machlikes between Reb Meir and Chachomim as to whether it requires Shleisha or it requires Echod only? If there is a Kinyan, so it doesn't require even Echod. So even a puzzle, they can be mikabel the decision of anybody. They can be mikabel the decision of a child of one, two. That's their agreement. That's their ischaimes, if there is Kabbalah's Kinyan. So the Rama asks that kash. So the Rama gives a teretz. That inochanan, dieret, so since kinyan is required, without kinyan, psho is not effective at all. And if there is kinyan, so without shlisho and even without echot, they can rely on the they can accept the decision of anybody, of important too. It doesn't require even a single guy. But the machlekes is in the lechatchil. In the lechatchil in the derais, not in the rabbonot here. So it's lechatchil in the derais. So Reb Meir says lechatchil true, the evidence is effective even without one on the basis of irregular ischaimes, but lechatchil will require three, and the chachomim say no, we don't require three even lechatchil. Now, what's the pshat of the that's Dafei Omud Beis or Yudalet. I mean, I don't know. No, Yudalet. No, there is no Yudalet. Sorry. It's Dafei Omud Beis. Dafei Omud Beis. So the second column, the fourth line, Vashti Dibsiki Hilchasin. The Pshoro, Tzricha Kiyen, Ikeli Yuni. Hanet Hanoye, the Pligi Bipshoro, the Mai Pligi. I di konemnei afl kreim name afl ktanim afl binu vatsmo name kemini di konemnei el matzer hatrebu li besadel li shak vidu di konemnei so that would seem if they agree to a certain settlement and it's konemi of them so it's chayves and mechile so we don't need even more li besadel li shak vidu di konemnei afl baso name le manu le mide damo tzerikim kinyen. So he says, so even though he uses the expression Labdineu, he doesn't mean he doesn't have a Halisha Mishpot. It has a Halisha Mishpot. Because if he doesn't have a Halisha Mishpot and it's effective on the basis of his Chayves, why does he have to say, V'chad yochel lechavune kohai shure? Even if he is not able to be mechavun lai shure. So what? That's the Rotzin of the Baladin. They agreed. I mean, they can agree to anything. They can agree that if it will rain for half an hour the next day, so then he'll be mechuyev to pay to the other party a certain amount. I mean, who can tell him the nature of the Ischaires and the conditions under which he wants to be obligated? So why does he have to say the motzel chavune shapir and the meyer holds he could not be mechaving less than three? But when Chachomim say they could be mechaving, one could be mechaving. It's a regular Ischaires. So we see that according to Ramatu, when the Balidin amikabel and the amikabel kinyan, so then it has a halisha mishpat. It's not just, it's effective, they are bound because they were mikabel kinyan the same way, so they could be bound if they were mikabel kinyan to comply with the decision of a child of two. No, it's not, it has a halisha mishpat. It has, it's a psag din. But the difference, it's mashma, that there is a fundamental machleket between Tesis and Rama. According to Tesis, so they are not bound on the basis of regular Ischaires. Why aren't they bound on the basis of regular Ischaires? Because Lipkiya b'Pshor HaShapir. In Tesis means Lipkiya b'Pshor HaShapir, not that the Baledi, not that the Dayonim are not Pkiya. But it means that the Baledi are not Pkiya, they don't know what the results of the pshar will be. Everyone thinks that all the dayonim will be on his side. So immediately there is a lack of miras das. So it's not effective on the basis. Even the Eved, it couldn't be effective on the basis of regular ischaives and mechilah. It's not a settlement. So why couldn't it be effective on the basis of a settlement? Because there is a lack of miradas. So it is effective only on the basis of a chaliz shem mishpat sheyesh bizdoko miyotzein shneir. So, but in order to be mealei to confirm the rotzen of the baledim, so the mishpat sheyesh bizdoko, so there has to be kabbalistikin. But it's effective. They are bound only on the basis of mishpat. The Rama is chelik, the Rama holds no. They could not be bound on the basis of mishpat. So in order that it should have a chalish and mishpat, so they must be bound first on the basis of regular Ischaires. But so since they are bound on the basis of regular Ischaires, even without Bezden, even without Shleisho, even without anybody, without even one Dayan, so they could be bound on the basis of Kabbalah Kinyan, as a settlement, as a regular Ischaires. So there is a din of Lechatchile, there is a mitzvah, Lechatchile, to litigate it as a pshore, and with Kabbalah Shnei. So then it will have a chalisha mishpat. But it can only have a chalisha mishpat if the decision of the dayonim would be effective even without having chalisha mishpat. So if the decision of the dayonim would be effective without having chalisha mishpat, so then there is l'chatchile that it should be needed by Bezdin. What kind of ibezn is required here? So that's the machlekes, whether ibezn of shleisho or even ibezn of echot. So in the case where the mikabel and where the mikabel kinyan, so then it has a halishan bezn by pshore im echot. But it can only be effect. It can only have a halishan mishpat if the decision is binding upon them without having chalish and mishpat. So then there is l'chatchile that there should be shleisho according to Rav Meir, or according to Rabbanan L'chol Hapoch has one dayan, but one who is a kosher dayan, not a cotton or an isher, I mean someone who is possible. So that's l'chatchile. So then it is binding as b'teras ischaives, even without the chalish and mishpat, so then if it is handled by three or by one, so it has a chalish and mishpat also. But in order to have a chalish and mishpat, it must be binding first. It must take effect as a binding agreement on the basis of irregular regular settlement. So then, if it is done by a bezin, whether a bezin of shleisha or a bezin of one, depending what kind of a bezin is required, so then it has a halisha nishma. This is the sheet of the Ramah. Whereas according to Tosfos, it doesn't even have a halisha. It doesn't even have a halisha. So it's not even binding on the basis of a regular settlement. Because as far from the point of view of a regular settlement, regular Yisraelis, regular Mechira, so there is a lack of Miras Das. That's the machlekes between Tosfos and the Ramah. All right, now the next Tosfos. Tzri Hakim. V'hilchase Pshoro Tzri Hakim. In the forest, the Kiyan shall Pshoro, Eisim Kedem HaPshoro, V'keinim Zemizel Aseis, K'mei Sheyemu Hadayonim. We didn't go over the Tosfos of Yitzhiyah B'Gimel, but first we'll go over this Tosfos and then the Tosfos of Yitzhiyah B'Gimel. Tosfos of Yitzhiyah B'Gimel also, this Shaila, whether Pshore is just a regular settlement, it doesn't even have a Chalisha Mishpot. So the decision by the Aaronim is like a decision by a baby of one. So it just happens to be a Tnai in the undertaking, in the commitment of the Baledin. That's all. Or if it is Betzein Shneyen and there is Kabbalah Skiyen, so then it is a Chalisha Mishpot. So the Tosfos of Yitzhiyah B'Gimel also has to do with that. And on the surface it would appear from that Tosfos that it's only a regular settlement. But we cannot say that. But first we'll go over this thing. Now, Tzrihe Kiyan. Im Nifarish, the Kiyan shall Pshoh, Eisim Kedem HaPshoh, V'Kedem Zem Yizel Asis, K'me Sheyem Rad Ayoni, Heili Shalei, Heili Mche. Because when they are Mikabel Kiyan, so then now there are two validities. There is a Tevei and a Litvai, plaintiff and a defendant. So, insofar as the plaintiff is concerned, so the Kabbalah Skiyan is what kind of a Kabbalah Skiyan? It's Kabbalah Skiyan al Mechile. Because the plaintiff, he has a certain claim. Let's say the claim is $1,000. Then he's Mikabel Kinyan. So what is Mikabel Kinyan? Even the discretion of Bezin, he should not be entitled to collect the whole claim, even though Al Pedin, according to the strict deal. So he's entitled to collect the $1,000. So he agrees to comply with the decision of the Dayonim that he shouldn't, whatever it will be, in their discretion. So if in their discretion it will appear as a Pesha HaKorledi to appear fair and just that the Tevea should collect only 500, half of his claim, even though Al Pedin he would be entitled to the whole claim, so then he agrees to it. So what is it? So it's a Mechile. It's a mechila on part of the claim, insofar as the Kabbalah Skinyan for the Tevea is concerned. Insofar as the Kabbalah Skinyan, of the Nitva is concerned, so when Bezin is Mikabel Kinyan from the Nitva in the Pshore, so what does he agree? Now the Nitva doesn't want to pay. He doesn't want to pay a thing. So when he's Mikabel Kinyan, so in effect he agrees that even if Al Pedin, he is not behoved to pay one penny, but even the discretion of the best, it will seem fair and just that he should pay 500. So he agrees to pay 500. So as far as the Nitva is concerned, what does Kabbalah Skiyan mean? Kabbalah Skiyan means an Yisraelis. So for the Tevea, from the point of view of the Tevea, the Kabbalah Skiyan is a Kabbalah Skiyan and Mechile. From the point of view of the Nitva, the Kabbalah Skiyan in Pshore is a Kabbalah Skiyan and his Chayis. So, im the forage the Kiyan shall Pshore is in Kedan HaPshore, the Kenin Zem is El Asis K'mishiyim Radayonim, Heili Shalim Heili Mche. Eili Dagdik Mikam. Now, and both Baledin have to be Mikabel Kiyan, the Tevea too. So doesn't that indicate that Mechile, but for the Tevea, it's the Kabbalah Skiyan is only for Mechile, so doesn't that indicate that Mechile requires Skiyan? So, Ein midargik mikam dibal Mechile tzchir Kiyan, dimash tzorich not no right. We can say that generally Mechile does not require Kiyan, so why does the Tevea have to be Mikabel Kiyan? die Masche zoll ich hoche Kinyan alle Mechile, mich um die Lab, habe Kinyan, habe ich mein Mechile betoes, schelo judea, sie je mulich kokach. So again, Thesis emphasizes that point. Because there is a lack of miras das. There is a lack of miras das. So like this, without Kabbalah's Kinyan, there is a lack of miras das. So ordinarily, I mean, even without Kabbalah's Kinyan, there is enough miras das. But here, since they don't know exactly what the discretion of the Dayanim will be, so without Kabbalah's Kinyan, it's like Mechila Bitoyes. There is a lack of miras das. But with Kabbalah's Kinyan, there could be miras das. There could be miras das. Al Chetoy, Shaloyo Yedea. So either could be miras das, either because the Kabbalah's Kinyan shows that there is miras das, or that the Kabbalah's Kinyan itself confirms the miras das. It's not that b'mtzias. It's an indication, I mean, that internally, I mean, he was Gema Das. No, Al Pedim, it is Gema Das. It confirms. Mashat Zagam Vish, Lavakin, Avik Mechil Bitoys, so you dea Shemu Mechil Kokach. The Afal Gav, the Hash Dike Kien, Avik Mechil Bitoys, so Manev Shech. So then, again, there should be a diminution in the Gemara Das. Mila Alim and Mil said, Tvebe Kien, Baloy Kien. So what does it mean? It's even implicit in the expression. Because Kinyan supplies Gmiras Das. Because Kinyan confirms Gmiras Das. The Kinyan. Now we see a similar aloche. Now Smachta is Loikanye. Why is Smachta Loikanye? Even though it's Birtzein of the Baldovo, but there is no real Gmiras Das. So the Gemara says that if Konam Yodei, so then, Asmachti is Kanye. Why? Because why is Asmachti Kanye? Because there is a lack of Gmiras Das. So Kabbalah's Kinyan supplies the Gmiras Das. But over there is Aloche, the Rambam Paskins, not any Kabbalah's Kinyan. But Kabbalah's Kinyan daf ki bebez nechoshu. Alright, so over there, it's Kabbalah's Kinyan daf ki bebez nechoshu. So it's not all over the same, but we see that Kabbalah's Kinyan confirms the Das. Is meow in the das. So, vafilu mikumiu alim emil setvei mikiyem bloiki. Vafilu im niforish. Shakiyen ulachar apshore. The question is, this is a disofik, when does the Kabbalah's Kinyan take place? Where the Kabbalah's Kinyan takes place before the Bezdin considered. What should be done, what the pshara should be. Or the Kabbalah's Kinyan takes place after the Bezdin together considered what is the proper pesher akorbedin. So there is an alternative in the mind of Teisves, that the Kabbalah's Kinyan should take place after the Bezdin already considered the case. And they already know what the pesher akorbedin would be, has to be. So then the Kabbalah's Kinyan takes place. So Bishleimi, if we say that the Kabbalah's Kinyan takes place before the Bezdin considers what the essence of the Pesha HaKol Ledin, so we understand this is why Kinyan is Kabbalah's Kinyan is required even for the Teveya. Even though from the point of view of the Teveya, it's only a matter of Mechila. And Mechila generally does not require Kinyan. But if we say that the Kabbalah's Kinyan has to take place after the Bezdin already considered the Pesher, so they already know. So why should the Teveya be Mikavikin? Vafilm for Shakin Lach Abshora, Katin Rai Mikam, the Motzel Mimlakin Alisi Shish Lach Alifreya, Avul Haidi Mochil in Tzorich Kinyan. So he says in Ochaname, if we say that the Kabbalah's Kinyan takes place after Bezdin determined the nature of the Pshore, so then they have to be Mikabel Kinyan only from the Nitva, because for him it's an Inyan of his Chayves. But for the Teveya, they don't have to be Mikabel Kinyan, because if the Teveya is Maskim after the Bezdin consider the nature of the Pshore, so that means they are meir. ומיהו בהלוכה זה לספירי שביל חסדיני? דיצורך קיין על המחילה, אף על פי שאיסנה קיין אחר הפשור. So the Chazdila Shita is that the Kinyan takes place after the Pshore. And still it requires that there should be a couple of Kinyan from the Tevea Olam. And we call him, okay? And we don't need to call him Mechile, she needs to call Kinyan. The Mechile shall be Pshore. Afal pi sheyidei ama meichel, deimil Mechile bitoyes, lifi she meichel al pi atzosam shal dayonim, she yishiyo isam limchel, lifi chochtzorim la'ala adomar al dikinyan. Because it's still not hot and deep. Because true, the halachas de l'shita is that the first the Besdin considers the essence of the pshor, and then the mikabel kinyan, and still the halachas de l'shita requires they should be mikabel kinyan of the teveya as well. And even though the teveya says after Besdin told him, I mean the nature of the pshor, so the teveya says I am asking. So they still have to be mikabel kinyan for me. And if they're not mikabel kinyan for me, so the teveya can be chayzeir after he was masking upon hearing the nature of the pshor. Now the question is, why? Even if there is no kabbalah kinyan, but he was masking, he expressed his approval after he heard the nature of the pshor. So he was fully aware of the facts. So there is certainly gmiras das. The answer is no, it's still not Beretzene Ateiv. Without Kabbalah Kinyan, it's still not Beretzene Ateiv. Because true, he was masking. Why was he masking? Because he was emotionally inhibited in not being masking. After all, before Besdin considered the essence of the Pshore. So they said they want the Pshore. They rely on the justice and the discretion of the Dayon. They rely on the discretion of the Dayon. So at that time, each one expressed his consent to comply with the Pshore. Why? Because at that time, each one of the Baladinim, the plaintiff and the defendant, was sure that the Dayonim will render a decision in his favor. Each one, I mean, it didn't occur to his mind that the Dayonim might render a decision in the other party's favor. So because they labored under the notion at the very outset, before the Besdin considered the essence of the Pshor, what would be the Pesha HaKoralim? So at that time, while laboring under the notion that the Dayonim will be in their favor, each one thought the Dayonim will be in his favor, so they expressed his consent. So then they felt inhibited in changing their minds, in reversing themselves. So even after the Dayonim told them the nature of the Pshor, they still said, in order to appear like gentlemen, like nice men, men of integrity, so they said, we are masking, and the Teveya said he is masking. But actually, it's not his approval after hearing the nature of the Pshore does not reflect his inner will. It's only because at the outset, he was labored under the notion that Dayonim will be in his favor. So Mimele gave his approval at the outset. So Mimele gave his approval after hearing the essence of the Pshoret. But it's still not Ritzin Atei. So that's why it's necessary to have a king. But the same question, so what if there is a Kabbalah Kinyan? It's the same reason, I mean, the only reason as to why he was the Kabbalah Kinyan later on is because he expressed his approval before. And why did he express his approval before? Because he thought that Dayonim will certainly be in his favor. So again, there is a lack of Gemara's Das. So the answer is no. Kabbalah Kinyan is Mi'ale. Confirms the Gemara's Das. It supplies the Gemara's Das. See? So deimeli mechila bitoyes lifishimeichel al piatzosim zayonim sheishio isom limchel lifichoch tzorich la'alim adov al dikim. Oh, so the question is, in other words, we have no right from this gemara as to whether mechila requires kinyan or mechila does not require. V'nira lo v'raye di mechila in tzriyoki mihod yomar v'firik amkabeil gabisochi rimchu itzolchan v'nevisol shulchoni einevirol. Now there is a lab of Lisolim Pulasoch and also an essay of Behemoth Tzchok. So if somebody, you know, it delays in paying the salary of the worker, or it delays over the night or over the day, depending whether he's a worker who worked in the day or a worker who worked at night. So he's mivatil. He's mivatil this love. He's mivatil this love. So, but this is a love only, it's only a love that applies to schasor. It doesn't apply to anybody else, only to the obligation of schasor. So the question is, suppose the balabites, somebody worked, let's say, for a certain day. He worked at the balabais, for the balabais, and then the balabais said to him, I'll take you to my grocery owner. So from whom I always buy my groceries, and I do business with him. Or I'll take you to my bank, to my shulchan. And so he took him to the shulchan, and he agreed. The payout agreed. In other words, what did he do? There was an agreement between the balabais and the payout that the payout should collect the wages from the grocery owner, from the banker, not from the balabais. So let's him chop. In other words, the balabais referred the sochir to the chemveni or to the banker, to the shulchan. So he's not aware of resolving pula sochir. Resolving pula sochir. Upligos, Rav Sheish is on in the chaser. Rabbi Omar Chaser. So in other words, so they all agree that the love of resolving pula sochir does not apply anymore. It does not apply anymore because since he agreed since the payout agreed to collect the wages of a bias owes him from the chenveni, so maybe the love of this own pulasochir is certainly not there. The question is, suppose he goes to the chenveni and the chenveni doesn't pay him, can he come back to the balabais and collect the debt? So the love of Yisrael and Pulasochir is not even. But does he have a claim against the balabais? Or by agreeing to that settlement, in other words, that he should get paid by the company or the banker, he gave up his claim against the balabais. So there is a machlekes. Sochir im choitz l'chemveni shilchoni inelo uplibos rafish somar inechizor. He loses his right against the balabais. Rabo machiz. So the mashba the loyki and I, in other words, where they agree to this settlement without the kabbalah skin. The bikinian, because if it is reference to the case where they want me kabbalah kinian, my time in the mando machiz. My time in machiz. So Tesis assumes. That in other words, if there is a Kabbalah Skinyan, and since Kabbalah Skinyan is Miale, so it supplies Miros Das, so Mimele it certainly amounts to an effective Mechil. So the agreement, if there is Kabbalah Skinyan, and he agreed to this settlement of being referred to the Chemed, of collecting his the debt that is due to him from the company. So if there is Kabbalah, so everybody should agree that it's a real mechila. There is a real mechila. So when could there be machlekes? Only when there is no Kabbalah. The bikinyan my time under machiz. I would loikinyan plea. The mouse over. Kishim Ho, when the balabais referred the sochir to the chemveni, lulidam reported the balabais, and the sochir agreed to the settlement. So he did not release the balabais ligamre, lulidam reported the balabais liyazolov, umasov ligam reported, alma mechila luitzrinakim. Veidrai, the poor before the Kalmudic Dushin, Gabriel Divri, Kine Atzri Bishta. So the Gemara is the Kashi. Why do we have to say? Kinasu vishtar loma vishtore lima li ba petrezio. Lima li ba petrezio. So what does it mean according to Teisves? What does it mean when Gemara has the kashi? Lima li ba petrezio. That it means, why does it require shtar? In other words, what did it say? Hari atlatz mecho. What loshen is used in the shtar? What loshen is used in the shtar? Hari atlatz mecho. So he can say it balpe to him. So in other words, there will be mechile. Because the Gemara assumes, so Gemara gives a teretz, so he's a meres, so marobes, so he's a meres, ever divri gufikon. But the Makshin assumed that the Vivri is not Gufikon, that the Norden does not have in the Vivri Kinyonim, Ki Imperis, Ligabi Maisiodov, in the Vivri. That's the terrace of the Gemara, that the Norden has certain Kinyonim in the Evet, Ligabi Maisiodov, Ligabi the work, the services. So there's the terrace of the Gemara. But the Havamim, the Makshin assumed no. That in the Vedivri, so in the Vedivri, the Odin has no Kion. No Kion. Not even a Kion Peres Ligabi Maisiot. He doesn't have any Kion. But what is there? There is just an obligation, a chiv, that exists between the Vedivri and the Odin. In other words, when the Vedivri sold himself, whether he sold himself or Bezdin sold him because he stole, so Bezdin sold him, let's say, for $600. So at that time, so that means, let's say, sold him for 6 years for $600. So that means that he got $100 for the services of each year. So Mimele, he owes him a chiv of services. It's a chiv, it's shipuy. Not that the Odin has certain kinyonim and peris in the Evedivri. There is just a shibut from the Eved, a chiv, from the Eved towards the Odin to pay back. After all, he received money when he was sold to the Odin. He received money, or Besdin received money, which was paid to the Nigne. So mainly money was received. So by the Evedivri. Or before the Evedivri. So mainly the Evedivri owes a debt to pay back for the money that was received by him, to pay it back how? In terms of services. So there's just a chayv. So why does he have to write in the shtar? Hariat la'atzmicho, let him say it balpe, so there'll be mechile. But the teretz, no. Mechile is ineffective because the ordinance kinyoni in the Evedivri, the Gabi services, the Gabi Maisiyonov. So Mimele Mechile is ineffective. But the implication being that if an Evedivri, if an Odin wouldn't have kinyonim in the Evedivri, but just Chibudim, just a chayt, so then no kinyon is necessary. So we see from that Mechile doesn't require kinyon. Lima Petrezio. ובקין עירה דבקין מי משנה אבדיברי גופיקון הוא הקטטיק שו הקטטיק הקטטיק שלו שטור לא מולי יפגרנו so לשמויל דו המפקר ויצלחיר ויצוג את שיחור אלא על כל כוח ליפור יחל ומושנה כוס בשטר תל אם הלום לשטר יש לו שנה שכי בשטר יעת לעצמך ימי לי בעל פה so that's the more so we see that if there is only a chay So Mechila is effective even without him. Oy draye. Mi hod itnam b'seif hanei sei shi im shoa so chafei shoni v'litobo ksubo so mistome mochal uveloi kiyen aire ki gimuchach miuvde lechamse de rabchi All right, it's another raye that Mechila doesn't require kiyen. Umitoa nechitin v'hegeli b'seirin v'poterat m'seirin That's what the Gemara says. Im bovakame daflamel hei די מייד האב בו ומיתו אנחית ויד ביסייר די פוטראס מיסייר די מייד האב בו אין ריי די אוסו מאל קורח לאף משום די אמגנם ביטובלו שטומע אחלינו האב Potter, lai time in litova be sayri, made lo mechai of lisayri. Midipori halo be save a maniach. Me hot it na noyan zokin schneim, an easy came here. Godly easy kiss a godly, umazi came here, loikel cotton easy kiss a godly, godly is a cotton, umazik, da filuki the commonly magic lessly. Vosom yefshali is a tam clown machile, share imidicevayach. So he says, so he made his mission two rayas. One ray is from Sochir, and the other ray is from Ebediv, the Gemara in Kedushin. And the third ray is from Shoah Sochafeshon. Then he says, so he mentioned three rayas that Mechile doesn't require a king. Then he says, however, from the Gemara in Bobakame of Tonu Chitim Veidl Viseirim, so Potter Rahman Aseirim, so it's no ray. Why? Because over there the reason is why. Now Rashi in Bava Kama and Tesis in Bava Kama too says that the reason is why the Gemara says to anichitim veidle biserim. So is potarafna serim is because since Reuven was tivei achitim and he wasn't tivei aserim. True, Shimon was made a seirim, but the fact that Reuven was not a veyahed indicates that he is meichel a seirim. So true, there is a doez baldin on the part of Shimon that he owes seirim. But since Reuven didn't even mention it, he mentioned chitim, so apparently he's interested in collecting whatever is due to him. How is it he didn't mention seirim? Obviously, he is meichel a seirim to Shimon. So there is meichel. This is how Rashi explains it. And Tesis also explains it on the basis of Mechila. Now, if we are going to explain the halacha of Tona Chitin Vedel Biserim on the basis of Mechila, so then it would be a riot that Mechila doesn't require a king, because over there, when Reuven is the Veya Chitin from Shimon, there is no Kabbalah's king, and still, Shimon doesn't have to pay the Seirim that he's made it. Why? Because Reuven, by claiming chitin and not claiming seirim, he thereby was meichel the seirim. But there was no Kabbalah's kiyan, so you see that mechile does not require Kabbalah's kiyan. So that would be a good raya if the aloche of ton chitin and seirim had been based upon the time of mechile. So Teja says, no, it's not based upon the time of mechile. It's not based upon the time of mechile. It's not based upon the mechile. So, on what is it based? It's based upon the Idoye by the Tevea. Because the Tevea, if he's Tevea Chitin, so there is a Idoye that Seirim, Shimon doesn't own. Reuven is the Tevea, Shimon is Nitva. When Reuven is Tevea Chitin, so it ipso facto implies a doye that Seirim Shimon doesn't own. So there is a doaz baldin. That's the reason as to why. So nechitin libiserim is potter al biserim. How does Tesis know? So in other words, Tesis seems to contradict himself. Because Tesis in Burakame agrees with Rashi that the reason as to why to nechitin libiserim is potter al biserim is because the Teveya, by claiming chitim and not mentioning Seirim, thereby was Meichel Seirim. So then it would be a good raya that doesn't require Kabbalah's kinyan. So Tesis says, no, that's not the reason as why Tonach Hitnul Seirim is Potam Seirim. How does it know Tesis? Because of the Gemara in Borakam. So if the Nizek says, in other words, if there were two Sheirim, the Mazik had two Sheirim, and the Nizek had two Sheirim. So the question is, who was Mazik whom? Whether the cotton was Mazik the Godel? Now, let's say, if it's a sheer tam, so maybe it can only be given Migufe, or is the Godel is Mazik the cotton? So even Hizik says Godel Hizik is a Godel, so maybe the Hezek is more that can be collected is more. When the Mazik says Loikeli cotton Hizik is a Godel, the Godel Hizik is a cotton. So the Gemara says, so one could argue with great cogency, with great logic, that L'chol HaPoches, he should be entitled to collect the amount of damages that there is for the for cotton hizik zakotl and cotton hizik zakotl. Because that mimonev shech happened. So the Gemara says no. Why? Because the nizek, he says, he demands payment for godl hizik zakotl. For godl hizik zakotl, some may lead to an bechit. And the mazik, when he answers, so he says, cotton hizik zakotl. So it's a heidel b'seir. So tonechit heidel b'seir, mispotar af maaseir. Potar maaseir. So he doesn't have to pay anything. So bishleim, if we say, b'kda alochet of tonechit heidel b'seir mispotar is based upon the idoye, because the veya, by not claiming seirim, so he thereby is made that Seirim the Nitva doesn't owe him. So here too, by not claiming the damages of Kotn Hizik Zagotl, but by claiming by claiming of Godl Hizik Zagotl and not Kotn Hizik Zagotl, so then he thereby admits that he doesn't that the Mazik doesn't owe him the damages of cotton hizik zagot. So that's why he's potter even the damages for cotton hizik zagot. But if we are going to say that the reason is why is because he was meichel, how can we say here he was meichel? He was demanding more. Bishle mechit and saving two separate things, but here he's demanding money. So the question is, if it's damages of Godel, Hizik, Kesagodl, so then it's $100 damages. If it is cotton, Hizik, Kesagodl, so then the damages is $60. So how can we say that it was Meichel $60 when he demanded $100? So it's a raya that it's not based upon money. So in other words, we actually is Tam Kal Moshe Mechile, Sharim Tzedeach. So in other words, so Teisves here says, that the halacha of Ton Mechit Nel B'Seirim is Potal B'Seirim is not based upon Mechile. But that seems to contradict Teisves own Shite in Volokame. I mean, Rashi says in Volokame like that, that it's based upon Mechile, and Teisves in Volokame holds. So this Teisves...